HarperCollins presents Barracoon, The Story of the Last Slave by Zora Neale Hurston. Read by Deborah G. Plant and Robin Miles.
Introduction by Deborah G. Plant. On December 14, 1927, Zora Neale Hurston took the 3:40 p.m. train from Penn Station, New York to Mobile to conduct a series of interviews with the last surviving African of the last American slaver, the Clotilda. His name was Kozola, but he was called Cudjo Lewis. He was held as a slave for 5.5 years in Plateau Magazine Point, Alabama, from 1860 until Union soldiers told him he was free. Kozola lived out the rest of his life in Africatown, Plateau. Hurston's trip south was a continuation of the field trip expedition she had initiated the previous year. Oluwale Kozula had survived capture at the hands of Dahomian warriors, the Barracoons at Whydah, and the Middle Passage. He had been enslaved, he had lived through the Civil War, and the largely unreconstructed South, and he had endured the rule of Jim Crow. He had experienced the dawn of a new millennium that included World War I and the Great Depression. Within the magnitude of world events swirled the momentous events of Kozula's own personal world. Zora Neale Hurston, as a cultural anthropologist, ethnographer, and folklorist, was eager to inquire into his experiences. "I want to know who you are," she approached Kozula, "and how you came to be a slave, and to what part of Africa do you belong, and how you fared as a slave, and how you have managed as a free man." Kozula absorbed her every question, then raised a tearful countenance. "Thank ye, Jesus. Somebody come asked about Cudjo. I won't tell his somebody who I is. So maybe they go into Africa's soil someday and call him my name, and somebody say, 'Yeah, I know Kozula.'" Over a period of 3 months, Hurston visited with Kozula. She brought Georgia peaches, Virginia hams, late summer watermelons, and B brand insect powder. The offerings were as much a currency to facilitate their blossoming friendship as a means to encourage Kozula's reminiscences. Much of his life was a sequence of separations. Sweet things can be palliative. Kozula trusted Hurston to tell his story and transmit it to the world. Others had interviewed Kozula and had written pieces that focused on him, or more generally on the community of survivors at Africatown. But only Zora Neale Hurston conducted extensive interviews that would yield a comprehensive, book-length account of Kozula's life. She would alternately title the work Barracoon, The Story of the Last Black Cargo, and The Life of Kozula. As with the other interviews, Kozula hoped the story he entrusted to Hurston would reach his people, for whom he was still lonely. The disconnection he experienced was a source of continuous distress. Origins. Kozula was born circa 1841 in the town of Bante, the home to the Isha subgroup of the Yoruba people of West Africa. He was the second child of Fondlulu, who was the second of his father's three wives. His mother named him Kozula, meaning, "I do not lose my fruits anymore," or "My children do not die anymore." His mother would have 4 more children after Kozula, and he would have 12 additional siblings from his extended family. Fondlulu's name identified her as one who had been initiated as an Orisha devotee. His father was called Oluwale. Though his father was not of royal heritage, as Olu, which means king or chief, would imply, Kozula's grandfather was an officer of the king of their town and had land and livestock. By age 14, Kozula had trained as a soldier, which entailed mastering the skills of hunting, camping, and tracking, and acquiring expertise in shooting arrows and throwing spears. This training prepared him for induction into the secret male society called Oro.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?